I live in London. One day a friend called on me in my laboratory as I was working on it. It was a cold night, and when he opened the door, a gust of wind swept through my laboratory.
Hello, Michael. I said, hello, Michael.
Oh, hello, Ralph.
Michael, you look terrible. If you don't get some sleep instead of staying up all night in this stuffy old laboratory...
There we are. All set to go.
Are you listening to me? As usual, no. Say, what's this, a new gadget? An ordinary magnet with a copper disc hung between the prongs. What's it for?
Experiment. You see, this thin copper disc turns on an axle here. The framework is arranged so that when I turn the handle on the wheel, the copper disc rotates between the prongs of the magnet.
I hate to be ignorant, but what of it?
Here, I'll show you. You turn the handle so that the copper disc rotates between the prongs of the magnet.
All right.
Now, notice anything?
Yes. This wheel, it's stuck or something.
It turns hard, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, watch. I'll take the magnet away from the wheel. Now we have nothing but a copper disc turning around.
Why, it turns very easily now.
And now I'll let the disc turn within the prongs of the magnet again.
There. Why, it seems to be tight again. Well, what's holding it back, Michael?
Electricity, Ralph.
You mean electricity flows between the prongs of the magnet?
Exactly. There's electricity in the magnet.
But I don't see.
Magnetism is electricity. First it proved it, and now I proved it.
But how do you know?
Look, see these wires leading from my copper disc to this instrument?
Yes.
That instrument is so constructed that it can detect the presence of an electric current. Now they turn the copper disc again.
Yes.
Now look at the needle on that galvanometer.
Why, it's bobbing back and forth.
Exactly. There's electricity flowing through those wires leading from the copper disc. And that electricity comes from the magnet. Magnetism, Ralph, is electricity.
Did you know then you had constructed the first electric dynamo?
Of course. But my experiment so fascinated me that I just watched it over and over again for months.
A machine capable of pouring electricity through wires and into a mechanical device.
Exactly.
To do work.
I had invented a machine that really made Oersted's discovery amount to something.
So you did. So you did. There would be no generators, no motors, if it had not been for you.